to witness. We are here to rejoice because we are here. And we are alive, so we might as well live, and we are excited about it. And you know, and this week has been an amazing week, not just here in the Bay, but all over the country. We have been raising our voices, we have been protesting, we have been standing, we have been witnesses to what we believe in every day here at Glide, that there is something that is transformative about the power of radical inclusion. There is something that is transformative about the power of unconditional love, a love that always turns towards justice. Somebody ought to say amen today. Amen. And how many of you were out there protesting this week and marching this week? That's good, that's good, that's good. And today we are gonna continue to march and to protest in spirit. So to get you ready for it. Curly, let's get that slide up. We're gonna do a little protest chant, okay? All right, so we go do a little call and response in the Black church tradition. So I need you to help me out. So what do we want?
Justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
If we don't get it, 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 what do we want?
Justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want? United will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. Come on, Glide, make some noise this morning. You know, and when the band, when y'all picked it up, I feel like we might have some church in here today, Glide Ensemble and the Change Band. That's good, that's good, that's good. We are protesting, we are resisting. And actually, check out your clergy today, Reverend Angela Brown and Reverend Theod Johnson III. Nevertheless, she persisted, and we are going to resist this day and each and every day. And one of the ways we do that, we prayed with our feet on yesterday and on Monday. And we believe that prayer changes things. That prayer changes things. So we're gonna go to the Holy One in prayer. Amen. Go ahead and just reach across and grab hold of your neighbor's hand as we pray, as we pray.
I'm gonna link up all over the building. Let us pray. Oh God, our help in ages past, hope for years to come. We pause on this beautiful Sunday morning to say thanks. Thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning. Thank you for a portion of our health and strength. Thank you for the food that we have been able to eat if we have. Thank you for the roofs over our heads, if we have them. Oh God, and for those who may not have had their fill or a roof over their head, we ask that you would give us the strength by the power of your Spirit to continue to disrupt the systems that be that make it impossible for all your children to have what you want for us, which is that we would have life and have life abundant. We thank you for the privilege of protest that comes alive in our song, in our preached word, through our dance, through our Sunday celebration. And so we ask that you would help us in these few moments to lean into your Spirit, to lean into the gift of this community, to hold on tightly to one another in love, and to reach out in faith, to believe in the power of the hope that comes alive in you. And so in these next few moments, we're going to continue the resistance, oh God, with every breath that we have. Help us to pray with our hearts. Help us to sing aloud our songs. Help us to shout. Help us to testify. Help us to tell the old story in a new way today. Be with us now on this day, tomorrow, the day after that, and for every day that we have. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right on.
Right on.
Shalom.
Salam.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Come on and put your hands together. You know, our community song this morning is This Little Light of Mine. And unfortunately, sadly, there are some that are trying to extinguish the light and the joy of dreamers, of immigrants. And as we gather here today, we want you to know that there have been reports that ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, are planning raids here in the North Bay, over the next couple of weeks, wanting to arrest over 1,500 of our fellow sisters and brothers, children of God. There's information that's posted on the website that the ushers will also pass out, if you haven't seen it, about how GLIDE supports and stands with immigrants and those who are at risk. Come on, yeah, you can make some noise. And it's important for each and every one of you to know that this is a safe place. That this is a safe place. So all of our frontline staff, our community safety officers, as well as clergy and other leaders of GLIDE have been informed and instructed that if, because they're doing this, ICE officials are showing up in uniform in public places, if someone shows up to GLIDE, an ICE official, we do not allow them in. We do not welcome them in. We do not welcome them in because this is safe space. And if that should happen, call on one of the clergy and one of the leaders of GLIDE. All of our ushers and frontline staff and volunteers have been informed, but call on one of the clergy. That's why actually we are in collars today, right? We don't typically wear them. But we're in collars today as a sign of our moral authority. A sign of our moral authority. So wherever injustice shows up, we resist. Amen?
Amen?
And we let our light shine. So come on, let's sing it. Let's sing it this morning.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Shine,
this little light of mine.
Shine,
I'm gonna let it
Right on. We are so glad that you're here. We are so glad that you're already singing your song. We need you to continue that spirit of love and justice and generosity and welcome. Right now, we need you in the next 45, I have no watch, why am I looking at my wrist? In the next 45 seconds to minute, go out and reach like 9 or 10 folks and give them a hug and welcome them into our community.
Good morning, Glad family. The announcement is around a beloved person in this community, a man who has been around for 40, 50 years. His name is, I call him Saint Jack. Give it up. If you know who Jack Jacqua is, if you don't, he is one of those people that is just God walking among us, and you wouldn't know it if you saw him until you get to know him. He's a man who's just been, he's dedicated his life to being selfless, and he's a definite elder in this church, and he's been in the hospital for the last month. So I just want to take a brief moment and just send Jack your prayers. When I talked to him this morning, that's all he asked for. And he followed it up by saying, tell people there that everybody can think about stuff or pray for stuff, but it's your actions that really matter. So when you think about reaching out to somebody, don't let that thought go without action. When you think about calling somebody, don't let that call go without action. That's the message from Jack. We're hoping that he gets out of the hospital this coming week, but it just keeps on. It's one of those things where he takes a step forward and then three steps back. So he's still pushing it. But thank you for keeping him in your thoughts and prayers, and take some action.
We continue to lift up Jack because we believe that prayer changes things, and we are united as one family. Let the church say amen. The Glide Ensemble is about to sing, but I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge some of my biological family that is in the house. My youngest sister, Samira Williams, is here visiting from Buffalo. So.
on down here, Dorian. Come on.
I got some good news for you. I want to spread some good news today, y'all. I just want to share. You know what? People come. People go. My life was kind of weird and out of control. I was confused. You told me to hold on.
Personal pleasure right now is to bring somebody down to sing lead. I think you might have heard of this person, but in special tribute to our beloved Edwin Hawkins, Napata, won't you come on down?
Thank you, thank you. It's good to be home. Because we make it so. Oh. happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus washed.
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 He washed my sins away.
Oh, happy day.
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 When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
I said when he washed.
When Jesus washed.
When my Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
He washed my sins away.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Coretta Scott King are not suitable for debate in the United States Senate. I ask leave of the Senate to continue my remarks. I appeal the ruling.
Objection is heard. The Senator will take her seat.
She was warned. She was given an explanation. Nevertheless, she persisted.
And everything you say doesn't just come out that way. Still secrets on there, we have to sing along.
to live for the sound of his laughter. His sunny smile is my only light. To love him now is the sole thing that I'm after. I'll make his melody my light. He came to me when I knew I'd lost the meaning. He lifted the shadows from across my way. He touched my heart with a sweet song that I'm singing. He brought back the sunlight into my day. To the wonder of his ways, yes. Oh, he's my Jesus, the solitary reason for my day. And sometimes when my burdens seem more bearing, he turns my tears with a simple sigh. He taught me love, this love we all are sharing. Right now, he's every reason why. Oh,
And then Jesus told his disciples a parable on the necessity of praying always and never losing heart. He told them, once there was a judge in a certain city who feared no one, not even God, not even God. And a woman in that city who had been widowed kept coming to the judge and saying, give me legal protection from my opponent. Give me legal protection from my opponent. And for a time, the judge refused. But finally, the judge thought, I care little for God or for people, but this woman, I bet he said, this nasty woman, this nasty woman won't leave me alone. Won't leave me alone. I'd better give her the protection that she seeks, or she'll keep wearing me out. I ought to give her the protection, the unjust judge said. I ought to give her the protection that she demands, or else she will keep wearing me out. Nevertheless, she persisted. Nevertheless, she persisted. You see, yesterday we marched on Women's Justice Day. On Monday, we marched on MLK Day. And I believe, sisters and brothers, children of Glide, I believe that we are not done marching yet. I feel like we're gonna have to keep marching in the days to come, because now, right now, ICE plans to carry out raids throughout the Northern Bay, the North Bay in Northern California, to round up, to arrest over 1,500 sisters and brothers who are created in the very image of God, like you and me. And I believe, yeah, you can go ahead and clap for that. You can clap for that. I believe we must march with them. I believe that we must stand with them. I believe that now is the time, because we must resist with them. And now is not the time for wavering. Now is not the time for second guessing. Now is not the time for Monday night quarterbacking. Now is not the time for moral ambiguity. Now is not the time for moral ambiguity. But now is the time for us to unite, to stand, and to struggle together. Now is the time to stand in solidarity. I wish I had some help this morning. Somebody ought to say amen this morning. Because it's been said that we who believe in freedom cannot rest. We cannot rest. We who believe in freedom, we cannot rest. We who believe in freedom, we cannot rest until it comes. And I believe, I got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. Because, you know, those of us, those who struggled during the civil rights movement, they sang that song, we've got to keep on marching. We got to keep on walking. We got to keep on talking. We got to keep on moving. We got to keep on pressing. We got to keep on pushing. We got to keep on marching. Marching up toward freedom land. Why? Why? Because it is written that the arc of the moral universe is long, says the great Dr. Martin Luther King. The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice, and we are the ones who are bending it, because we believe that injustice anywhere, as King said, is a threat to justice anywhere. And we who believe in love, we who believe in freedom, we who believe in justice, we together are caught up in an interlocking web of mutuality. We are caught up. We are bound to one another as sisters and brothers, as children of God. We are in this thing. We are in this struggle. We are in this life together. together. So I want us to consider today, for just a moment, why we march. To consider why we march, because it's been an incredible week of praying with our feet. It's been an incredible week of praying with our feet. And I realize that some of you have been marching for a really long time. And the struggle, the marching, the pressing, the pushing, it sometimes wears us out and makes us tired. But as one of the great elders in the civil rights movement said, you know, she doesn't get a lot of recognition like MLK and Rosa Parks. We don't even know her name, but this elder, she was about, at least in her 80s as she was walking, and she didn't have the proper English, you know, sometimes didn't always make her subject and verb agree, but she said this, "My feet is tired. But my soul is rested. My feet is tired, but my soul is rested. And our souls, beloved, are full. Our souls are on fire. Our souls are full of that righteous indignation. Our souls are full of that righteous discontent. So we are not complacent. We are not apathetic. We are not complicit with the powers that be, but yet we struggle against them. We refuse to accept things as they are. We refuse to accept the ways of the world. As it is written, we are not conformed to this world, but we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. We are transformed by the renewing of our souls. We are transformed by the renewing of our spirits. That's why we come here every Sunday to celebrate. That's why we come here to celebrate, to renew our spirits, even as our feet are tired. So we come here on Sunday so that we can keep on marching and keep on walking on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday, even on Sunday, so that we will never grow tired. We renew our spirits, we renew our soul, and I believe, beloved Glide, we are just getting started. We are just getting started because we must stand together, because, you know, a great preacher during the World War II and the rule of Nazism and Germany said it this way: first, it came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. And then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. And then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. And then they came for me, and there was no one to speak for me. You know, we could rewrite this in our own language, and it's been done. It says, first they came for the trained teachers, but I did not speak out because I wasn't a teacher. Then they came for the special needs children, because I did not speak out because my child doesn't have special needs. Then they came for the schools, and I did not speak out because there were other schools. Then they came for free public education, and I didn't speak out because it was too late. Then they came for me, and it goes on and on and on. Get this. So we speak out, we speak up, not simply out of self-preservation, but we stand up and we speak out because it is the right thing to do. A fancy way of putting it, it's the theory of intersectionality is a fancy way that scholars want to put it. And it means this, that men stand up with women, right? It means that black people stand up with brown people. It means that white people stand up with Asian people. It means that poor people stand with rich people. It means that rich people stand with poor people. It means that cisgender people stand with transgender people. It means that uneducated people stand with educated people. And it goes on and on and on, that we stand together. We stand together. We stand together. Why? Because the people united can never be defeated. The people united can never be defeated. Look, and I'm almost done. I realize that calling Trump a shithead gets an easy, quick laugh, right? That it gets a rise out of us. It gets a rise out of us. But here I'm gonna make the connection. I'm gonna make the connection because this is really serious business. In fact, right, the struggle is not simply against one person. Just like we are not simply individuals in this by ourselves, we stand together. So our resistance is not simply against one person. Even when that one person seems to be the very incarnation of everything we stand against. This is not simply about one person. Rather, this is about an apparatus. This is about an architecture. It's about an infrastructure. It's about a system that elected Trump, and a system that now becomes complicit with him. Even when he seeks to rail against everyone who is not like directly him. That's why he rules out those who are born in Africa and in Haiti. That's why he wants to deport the dreamers, right? He wants to rule out everyone who is not like him. And here's how we resist. Here's how we respond. We do this. First, we remember that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against powers and principalities in high places. Not about a single person, but about an architecture, an infrastructure, an apparatus, a system, rulers and principalities in high places. It's what the great Dr. Emily Towns, the dean of Vanderbilt Divinity School in Nashville, describes the cultural production of evil. That these systems are created, they are nurtured, they are constructed. That these systems, but just as these systems of evil are constructed, I believe that we here at Glide can be the producers of the good. This is where we come in. That we too can cultivate. This is what we do day in, day out, Sunday in and Sunday out. We are producing, we are cultivating, we are creating a culture of resistance. We are producing a culture of good that always lifts high the reign of love, that always lifts high the power that comes through transformation when our hearts are transformed, when our minds are transformed, when our spirits are transformed by being in this place together, by being proximate with one another, by holding hands with one another, by singing with one another, by dancing with one another, by rejoicing with one another. And this production of the good, this spirit of love, it always leads toward justice. Why? Because Jesus told his disciples a parable on the necessity of praying always and not losing heart. And once there was a judge in a certain city who feared no one, not even God.
And a woman in that city who had been widowed kept coming to the judge and saying, "Give me legal protection against my enemy." Nevertheless, she persisted. And for a time, the judge refused, but finally the judge thought, "I care little for God and for people, but this woman, this nasty woman, won't leave me alone. So I'd better give her the protection that she deserves, or she will wear me out." We already got an amen. Let the church say amen.
Come on, y'all, the Reverend Dr. Jay Williams. Oh, yeah. I hope you've heard something, felt something this morning. Oh, yeah. When the rolls are dug up, I hope that your name is also on Glide's roll. So we invite you through these doors to the Maya Angelou Room to join our congregation, this community of radically loving folks who are mobilized every single day. We invite you downstairs to learn how you can be more involved. Grab a copy of the announcements so that you'll know how you can keep connected. But we're going to sing one more song.
Get our mind. We shall overcome. Everybody joined up. We shall overcome.